Blessed are the eyes that see what you see and hear what you hear. For I tell you, many have desired to hear it and have not heard it, have wished to see it and have not seen it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. This statement that our blessed Lord has made applies today in the view of the present crisis within the church. The history concerning the past of our belief in Jesus Christ is not accepted today. The countless miracles are forgotten. There are few priests and faithful who still believe, and they are not accepted either. In the past, what was the purpose of having the faithful attend the Vespers office in the church in the afternoon? What was the purpose of having the faithful attend novenas and prayer vigils and to receive the Blessed Sacrament with great preparations, with much fasting and prayers? Did they dare go receive this holy sacrament once or twice in a month? Why did these people fast with such rigorous and pray so earnestly? It was because what they believed in, the true presence of the Blessed Eucharist. They see with the eyes of faith, where the scribes and Pharisees today only see a natural man, and that man is Jesus Christ. They have no idea of what he was. They knew he was a teacher. They knew that he spoke against their false ideas of liberation. But still, one of them still had to get up and try to justify himself in front of Jesus Christ. So our Lord made this parable, which struck to the heart. The priest and the Levite can, so to speak, be the scribes and Pharisees of his audience today. They were wise and learned men. They knew the law inside and out. They knew what was right and what was wrong. And yet, they come and ask our Lord, "Who is my neighbor?" So our Lord tells them this parable, and at the end he says, "Go and do in like manner." Now, as we know, the scribes and Pharisees and such like had an extreme hatred for the Samaritans. So anytime that name was mentioned, they didn't care for that. These people were an outcast in their eyes. But our Lord earlier praised to his heavenly Father, saying, I thank thee, Father, for hiding these things from the learned and the wise, which is the pride of heart, and revealing them to the humble, to the simple and innocent, which is the humble and contrite heart. The scribes and the Pharisees were unwilling to believe. The audience was willing to believe. They knew that he spoke with the authority that they had never heard of. It wasn't an overbearing authority like the Jews and Pharisees put on their subjects. It was one that they could adapt to, that filled their hearts with the encouragement to continue on. Now those of us who have been given the grace to see and understand the undermining of our religion, we must thank God that he has given us the grace to see that there is something really wrong. Otherwise, we would be like everyone else. We would not care about anything. Heaven and God are only myths. We must see with the eyes of faith that the scribes and Pharisees today only saw with the eyes of the flesh. We must supernaturalize what we believe in, raise it from the natural point to the supernatural point. And this is where our faith really shines. Our example to our neighbors, there's no need to tell them anything in words. Your actions will speak louder. Your example will speak louder. They will sit back and say to themselves, why does he do this? Why does she do that? And if they have enough courage, they'll come up and ask, why do you do this? Why do you do that? And then you simply tell them, for the love of God. The example to do to our neighbor is very important today, for so few believe, so few are willing to believe. They want to go with the tide of the world. They want to get involved with all the noise and all the entertainment and pleasure and countless other things to keep their mind constantly clouded with things that are not necessary. Or are they trying to hide from their conscience, which is telling them, you need to turn around. Look at life in a different light. The pride of life kills everything into spiritual life. You can't function because yourself is put on top. God is second, third, and fourth place, but you are first. You work around things that are to your convenience, not to God's convenience. Those that are humble and contrary are the opposite. They do everything for the neighbor. They're not thinking of themselves. They go out of their way to do anything just to make someone else either at peace or happiness. Or also for the love of God. Our Lord loves a cheerful giver. A proud man can be cheerful, but at times it looks like he's putting a shadow over his actions because the heart speaks a little bit louder than the true charity that he's trying to give forth. Our Lord was really speaking when he says, "Blessed are the eyes that see and blessed are the ears that hear," to those who are simple, to those who are not puffed up with the pride of life. He tried very earnestly to make the scribes and Pharisees to reevaluate what they were teaching, what they were saying to their people. And this parable that he gives today, the authenticity of it, though they'll deny, was right to the point. So let us learn from this example in our own lives that when things do not go right, when you know your neighbor is doing things that are wrong or evil, sometimes it's better than to say anything, is just to pray for them. Pray earnestly for them. I'm sure that you, in common sense, have rebuked it and says you don't appreciate this or that. But after you have said your piece, then all that's left is prayer. So let us heed the warning of the gospel that we do in like manner. So when our Lord comes, he will find us in the state of grace, doing his will, watching, praying, sanctifying our lives. For he says, "If anyone keepeth my word and doeth it, it is he that loves me. But if he does not keep my word, neither does he love me." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.